Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'd like to greet you in Jesus' name this morning. May His joy and peace be upon our hearts this morning. On the way up here, I was thinking, if Jesus was here today and He was asked to speak here this morning, I wonder what He would have to say this morning to us. And I had to think, well, on the way up, I had to think, how do I start this opening? And I had to think of Jesus in Matthew 5. He says, He opened His mouth, taught them, saying, and He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Bless them that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And He goes on down the road there. And I had to think, He taught them saying. So Jesus has a lot of teaching in the Bible here for me, especially in the New Testament. There's a lot of teaching for me in here. I had to think already, am I teachable? Jesus is teaching us through simple little stories. And I got to ask myself, am I teachable? With the things that I go through in life, the things I face, just everyday things, am I teachable? You know, when I went to school, I had a lot of good teachers. But if I was diddly-daddling around my desk and I wasn't paying attention, I wasn't really being teachable. Now, I have to ask myself, am I paying attention today with what Jesus is trying to tell me in life? As I go through life, am I paying attention? My mind goes to Revelations. This is where my text comes from. Revelations 21, if you want to follow along, you can. I was reading this here lately, and there's something that just really stood out to me. And there's something that I got to confess that I was struggling with already. But let's read it first here. Revelations 21, it says here, and I... So let's read from 1 through 8. I believe we'll read this morning. And I saw a new heaven, a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha, Omega, the beginning, and the end. I will give unto you him that athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. For he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, the murderers and the whoremongers, the sorcerers and the idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, what the Lord has been trying to help me with is There's one thing here is the fear, the fearful. But the fearful. You know, these are scriptures that this scripture is the end of time scriptures. And the longer the time goes, I think the more fear is going to be in the world. The world is already all stirred up and they're fearful. Their fear and their rights, their freedom, their safety, you know, is their money going to be there when I retire? And all them things. And they fear these things. But let's get it down here to John here this morning and what's in my heart. So there's healthy fears and there's unhealthy fears. This morning we were going to talk about the unhealthy ones. And what these fears, this is what these fears do. It's the enemy's main goal is to separate us from the love and trust in God and ourselves and others. These fears, if I'm carrying fears, it will affect my family, the things around, the people around me, the people I work with. If there's fears in here, then there's no peace. So I got to confess here this morning that I've already had fears where I shouldn't have had, where I wasn't stepping out in faith. And hopefully before we quit here, we can have a remedy for these fears. Your brothers could do this, bring these remedies about a lot easier than what I can. So there's another verse in Luke 21 that really caught my attention also. I'm just going to read a couple verses here to make so hopefully make sense. These scriptures here in 21, verse 25 and 26, 27, these are the signs of times, the end of the world, what's going to happen here. These scriptures are linked right in with the ones we just read in Revelations. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity and the seas and the waves roaring. Men's hearts filling them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. So here we go again. We got men's hearts filling them for fear. It's pretty serious. Men's hearts filling them for fear. This is also the end times, like I was telling. Men's hearts filling them for fear and looking after the things which are coming on the earth. And what things am I looking after that fear, that put fear in me? Where are my fears coming from? You know, as a father in a home, you know, there's times I know I fear. Am I doing what I need to be doing as a father in the home? Got children coming along. Some are going. We tried my best. But yet I fear. There's times I fear in this. It's a big responsibility. Am I taking this responsibility serious enough? Am I teaching them the way to heaven? Am I setting an example? There's so many things there. And then let's take it a little further. And then we've been blessed with children. Oh, don't get me wrong. We love every one of them. There's grandchildren now. We've been blessed with grandchildren. We love every one of them. And yet, there's still another step of responsibility there. Am I being a good example? It seems like more is taught than caught. We can talk, but more is caught than taught, if you know what I mean. I had to think, Moses covered this a little bit already. I had to think, where would I be in Haiti? If I'd be in Haiti this morning, where would I be? Would I be basking in God's love and His peace and rejoicing? Or where would I be? I just had to ask that question to me this morning. Separated from my family for that long, where would I be? Moses said something about advancing the kingdom. Can I advance the kingdom in fear? No, I don't think so. Let's go to Mark 4. There's a couple very little... This is more or less a children's lesson this morning. There's a couple little stories in Mark there in a row that I want to read here this morning. Just simple little stories that you all know better than... Let's read this once. Mark 4, verse 35 to the end of the chapter there. And the same day, when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over on the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awaken him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And I guess I didn't mention that, but that would be the title of my little opening this morning, is why are you so fearful? Why have you no faith? You know, when you stop and think about this little story, there Jesus is sleeping right on the same boat that they're in. And you think, wow, that's a no-brainer. He's right there with them. But you know, it's... How far is Jesus from me when I go about my daily work or my life? So what happened in this little story? When you read it, it sounds very like, you know, there's no problem here. Jesus was there, yet they had feared. He said, you have no faith. The great storm of the wind got between them and Jesus. And this can happen so easy in our lives. The problem gets in between. And we don't look over the problem to the one that can fix our problem. We look at the problem too much. I know I do in my life. We look at the problem instead of the remedy. When the storms of life hit, like we sang this morning, will your anchor hold? Sometimes we're so overscheduled with life and busy. And I know when I start getting tired, everything starts seeming to go wrong, and my attitude is not where it should be. But if I can think of past those things and think beyond that and think of my Savior and what He's done and how He can help us, then that will take this fear away. Let's read another story. It's in Mark is also here, and it's in chapter 6, 45 through 52. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida. And while he sent away the people, and when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. When even was come, the ship that was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on land, and he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, and cried out. For they all saw him, and were troubled. And immediately he talked with them, and said unto them, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he went up unto them, unto the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Now this, Jesus didn't say a whole lot in this story. He just told them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Now I had to think of this little story when I read this, that here the disciples, it says in verse 52, they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. Just the day before, or hours before, I don't know when this was, day before, Jesus just got done feeding 5,000 people. And the disciples seen this. And they was there watching this. And I can just imagine them watching this and Jesus breaking this bread and passing it. It never got all. And the fish that he had never got all. And the disciples, when they seen Jesus coming, walking over this water, they forgot all about that miracle that happened the day before. And, you know, if I would have been out there with some of you brothers and somebody would have come walking across there like that on the water like that, Jesus would have come walking across there, I think we would have been pretty scared. But then I think also later on, I think we would have talked about this. And I can just imagine the disciples getting together and saying, you know, I can't really believe how Jesus come walking across that water there. I just can't hardly believe that, you know. He just walking on water. And I said, yeah, that was really scary, you know. He just come walking across the water like that and climbed right into our boat. And then maybe one of them said, well, what about the miracle yesterday? We forgot all about the miracle yesterday that he did. He fed all. Why couldn't Jesus walk on water? If he had this got done doing this miracle that he did yesterday when he fed all them people. You know, before I start fearing, would I consider, or when I start getting afraid or fearing or whatever wants to become in between me and Jesus, do I consider what happened not that long ago when I was sliding around in the miry clay trying to get my feet up on a rock? Do I consider that before I start fearing and things that want to slip into my life between me and Jesus? If I could think of them things, the same God, the same Jesus that helped me then will help me through these times too. and lift me up and encourage me like He did in them days. I get going here and forget what I wrote down. Let's talk about some of the remedies. This is probably pretty boring for you. Now, the remedy of the fears. If we go, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. 2 Timothy 1-7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I like that. As Christians, God gives us power, love, a sound mind. He gives us wisdom. These are all available through us, through His Spirit. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Them verses just are encouraging and bless me. God is love. So if we are full of God, there's no room for fear. His love is perfect, so it will cast out fear. Going around with fear in our hearts is torment, like it says. We're not accepting His love. The fruit of love is not fear. You know, if we're full of God's love, it's just like these piles of corn you see along the road where the carts were full and they think there's room for a little more and it spills out in the road, or whatever happens there, it's going to spill out. And if we're full of God's love, it's the same thing's going to happen. It's going to spill out. Here's another verse that really blessed me. Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. These verses are some of the most comforting verses in the Scripture. God tells us how great His love, so that we love, so we feel totally secure in Him. If we believe these assurances, that we just read, we will not be afraid nor in fears. I really like the way that says, nor things to come. The Lord knows what's coming, what we're going through. Things to come, our everyday life. These verses are exciting, really. Things to come. He knows the things that to come, and He'll be there for us if we are surrendered to Him, connected to the vine. I'm going to close here with one more. It says Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness. May God bless you.